Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So this past weekend, of course, was the newly formed Grand Prix Helsinki, not Finlandia, as I kept saying yesterday. I'm going to try and remember not to keep saying Finlandia.
Hey, you probably confused some people.
Probably.
You've been calling it Finlandia since it was announced.
It's just ingrained in my brain. Yeah. It's a competition in Finland, therefore Finlandia. It just comes out my mouth without going through my brain, apparently.
Yeah. It's fine. Y'all knew what we meant, probably.
Hopefully.
Nobody sent us a tweet being like, wait, what are you talking about? Finlandia was a month ago.
Yeah. So we have already recapped the first three disciplines, and we gave a day to wait and see if anything would come up in the ice dance.
Yes.
For reasons we will get into. Just overall, before we get into the details and the weeds on what was going on with ice dance, overall, this was a pretty strong event.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, that battle for bronze was definitely a really exciting one.
It was.
And honestly, even battle for gold, it ended up a bit closer than I was expecting, honestly.
And it should have been closer. But again, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Why don't we haven't discussed this off mic. Why don't we leave our silver medalists until the end?
Yeah,
talk about everybody else first so that we don't get too distracted by the drama.
I think that's a good idea because there is lots to discuss with their music. And if you haven't been following along, I'm sure you're very confused, but
there was drums. We will get there, but we're going to cover everything else first.
Well, we can discuss their skates.
Yes.
Maybe briefly. But let's start with our winners here. Stepanova and Bukin, who, as we expected, came out pretty commandingly.
Yeah.
They did not look very satisfied with their rhythm dance scores, although the free dance was a really, really strong number for them. And, I mean, I do, to a certain extent, understand why, because they did get their twizzle levels in the rhythm dance, which they did not get at Finlandia. And I do mean Finlandia this time.
Yeah.
Where they only got a level one on those sit spin twizzles. I was very interested to see that they kept them because I originally thought when they got those level ones that they might just ditch them and do the regular twizzles that
they
get consistently pretty much level four on.
At the same time, they do these ones fairly consistently.
Yeah.
And it is a showstopper.
It is. It is just risky.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and in a tighter competition, it could have cost them had they, well, even honestly, in this competition, if they'd lost those levels, they would have been in some trouble.
Yes. But these two like to take their risks. They like to be dramatic. And honestly, I really appreciate that. I appreciate that about them more and more every season.
And I mean, I do think they are taking risks in both programs.
Yeah.
I mean, their free dance is a little reminiscent of Hubble and Donahue's last season, but it's sort of just dialed it up to 11.
Yeah.
It's just so over the top dramatic.
And I mean, that's what these two are good at.
Yeah.
They're good at being big and dramatic and her whipping her foot and a half long ponytail and like smacking him in the face because that's what they do.
And just really selling just their relationship and every movement and like staring
down the judges.
Yeah.
Which
I appreciate so much.
And they have gotten so much better over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, definitely.
A few seasons ago, they were dynamic, but oh so sloppy in the feet.
Yeah.
And now they've really tightened up those edges and the ankles are squeezing together and they haven't lost that power and dynamism in their faces.
Yeah, they still have moments where I'd like to see them, you know, work on the cleanliness of the turns, you know, the step sequences and things like that. But they are much improved from even just a couple seasons ago.
Like even just last season.
Yeah.
They're making leaps and bounds every off season, which is why, yes, they are still sloppy at times. Not 100% of the time, but there are times where they are sloppy. I don't care that much.
Well, I think the biggest thing was, I thought technically they were much improved last season, but the problem was that the programs didn't suit them nearly as well as these two programs do.
Yeah, these are two really great programs for them. I am such a fan of these two this season. I've always liked them, But now I really like them.
I think, honestly, the biggest thing for me is I have always liked them as a team. I have not always liked their programs.
Yes.
And that was the bit of a barrier for me personally, was just that a gap of, okay, I enjoy you, but I have to get through, for example, the lyrics to Liebstraum last year, which were a bit of a struggle.
We don't talk about that anymore. It's dead and buried. What's dead should stay dead.
This is a much better dance for them and shows them off.
A million times better than that god awful Liebstraum.
And again, like, the idea of Liebstraum in and of itself isn't a terrible idea for them. It was more the
lyrics.
The particular music choice, which included lyrics, which would get stuck in my head all the time.
Yeah, especially when there were so many beautiful Liebstraum programs, mm-hmm. and it would start and those lyrics would pop into my head and I was like, I hate you guys for doing this to me.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm very curious to see the next couple of competitions, what they're going to look like, even at home in Russia, if they're going to be the clear number ones.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be tough. And, you know, we never found out about that whole debacle with the Olympics, mm-hmm. and Buchan being barred and what that was all about. Yeah. Apparently he doesn't even fully know. So we probably will never know.
Lovely. But yeah, hopefully they don't have any problems with competing for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Because they're so interesting,
mm-hmm.
and looking really strong.
I'm just so excited for them,
uh-huh.
this whole season. Second place, as we mentioned, were Charlene Guinard and Marco Fabbri. And just in terms of the programs here, we'll get into scores at the end. They as well were looking really, really strong.
Especially here. In that RD.
Yeah, it was such a shame that they had that fall in the free dance. Honestly, they kind of got away with it a bit easily because it was right after the end of the Twizzles. If you wanted to be mean, you could have considered that a transition out and, you know, really ding them on, you know, at the very least the GOE. Yeah, they got away fine. But again, if you wanted to be mean, you could have been pretty
mean.
Oh,
you could have been so mean in that moment.
Yeah.
If you, for some reason, had something against these two, you could have justified a -2, -3.
Yeah, easily. And even for me, honestly, I would have been a little bit tempted. To me, it was kind of too close to the element. I'd have to watch it a half dozen times to make up my mind. Is this the transition out, or is this, you know?
I think that's why the judges didn't.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have the luxury of watching it 12 times to make your decision, and they're supposed to give the benefit to the skater.
Yeah. And it was definitely after. It was just more a question of, was it in the transition out, or was it, you know, the next thing, basically, that they were doing.
Was it steps between elements, or was it the exit out of an element?
Mm-hmm.
Ice dance becomes very complicated with that, especially.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I'm trying to remember what year Worlds that was when Scott Moyer fell in the step sequence.
Oh.
Except it was, like, either right at the beginning or right at the end.
Yeah.
And they didn't lose the level. And
Yeah.
There's precedent for that, sure.
There absolutely is. They got away so lucky because they were competing against the French that weekend, too.
Yes, that was
2017,
I think. 2017 Worlds, I'm pretty sure.
Actually, it was. It was in Helsinki.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was in Helsinki. It was here. So, yeah, that was 2017 Worlds that Scott Moyer fell right at the very beginning of the step
sequence. That's
right,
yeah.
Like, walking into the first turn, mm-hmm. he tripped, and they didn't lose the level.
Yeah.
And we were pissed.
We were like, come on, guys. Because, again, we're the mean judges, especially in ice dance most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, especially because of how close it was to that first turn.
Yeah.
This was less clear than Scott Moyer's flub in Finland.
Yes, definitely.
But they definitely got off scot-free
on this
one.
Having only that -1 for a fall is kind of your best case scenario for a fall in ice dance.
Yeah.
Like, it did not affect them that badly. I'm sure, you know, PCS and stuff goes down a little bit. Obviously, it has to when you've fallen.
Yeah.
But they recovered.
It's mostly negligible, though.
Yeah, and they recovered really well.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where I thought, are they going to be the first team with level fours across the board, because when they first did everything,
it was all level fours.
Yeah, the tech box in the corner, and then their step sequence and her 1 foot step were both downgraded to level three. But even still, that's
impressive.
That's a fantastic spot to be.
Let's start with his level four 1 foot step sequence.
It is.
That's absurd. That's absurd.
We have seen very few level fours on that 1 foot step, and again, deservedly so.
Uh-huh.
To get that close to perfect levels is really impressive.
Yeah, I was really impressed by these two, and I was really gutted for them with the two problems, one of which was not their fault, which we will get to at the end. I know we keep... Anybody who doesn't know what this problem like, is
what's happening?
Must I don't be so confused. I promise you we will get to it at the end, and this is not a ploy. We literally just don't want to have a giant diversion right now.
Exactly. We don't want to divert to this for half an hour and forget to and be rushing to talk about everybody else.
Yes. So let's talk about McNamara and Carpenter.
Indeed. So McNamara and Carpenter finished third here, their first Grand Prix medal after being oh so close at Skate America.
So close.
It was good to see them, you know, really have two strong competitions for this Grand Prix season. They're really, you know, putting their hat in the ring to be on that U.S. world team, which is going to be tough, but they are really looking just cool and confident and more mature this season as well.
Yeah, they're really looking like a solid senior team.
Yeah, they were definitely a well-deserved bronze here. And even, you know, in terms of, you know, the free dances across the board, for the most part, most people got their levels. The rhythm dance for a lot of people has been the tougher program. And, you know, while they only got a level two and a level three, in some ways that's, you know, average to good for what we've seen from a lot of teams. So
I would say a level two is average. Mm-hmm. A level three is above average.
Yeah.
So they were ever so slightly above average on that rhythm dance. Because they also got the level three on the midline step, which has very often been a level two.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Good job, guys.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. this is a very tough rhythm dance just overall in the judging and the pattern. It's really tough, and it'll be interesting to see if anybody gets all level fours across both programs at the same competition.
I don't think we're going to see it.
Maybe like Papadakis and Cizeron at Worlds or something.
Maybe.
But I think it's going to be really tough and take a while.
I think we're only going to see it maybe twice over the entire season.
We'll see next week if Papadakis and Cizeron come out and blow us out
of
the water.
I mean, please do.
It's possible. I would love it.
But I'm skeptical, because this rhythm dance especially is completely brutal.
Yeah, it is. And I obviously McNamara and Carpenter did that tango free dance last season, and you can tell that the tango style really suits them.
Yeah,
it's good to see them branch out in the free dance though as well to something a bit lighter and just a different look for them than they've done before.
And they look surprisingly confident in that. I was a little skeptical when I first heard about the music choice, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they are likely to be, you know, maybe an alternate for the final. A third and fourth place is pretty unlikely that they're going to get in. But still, I would imagine likely an alternate by the end of the Grand Prix series, which is a really good spot to be in.
And it sets them up well. If they can skate really well at U.S. Nationals, they might just be on that team.
Yeah. Fourth place were Sara Hurtado and Kirill Kaliabin.
Talk about national teams that are going to be interesting.
Oh, definitely. I mean, looking at scores between them and Smartin Diaz, they were oh so close. Uh-huh. I don't remember exactly. It was something like 1 or 2 points different.
Same placement.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a rough Spanish Nationals for one of these two teams.
It is.
I'm really excited by that.
I mean, me too. Even just to... It's good that at least they can both go to Europeans.
Yes.
So that at least is something. That world spot is going to be a heartbreaker.
Uh-huh.
Because I really love both of these teams. And all four of their programs
are great.
Yeah. Sara Hurtado, I still think, is like the best tango or, Spanish dancer going currently.
I mean, if you weren't.
Well, yes. I mean, being Spanish obviously helps, but you can tell she is just so at home in a tango or even in the Paso Doble from a few years ago.
Yeah, she was stellar in that, which The reason I say if she wasn't is because Olivia Smart, the other Spanish ice dancer, is actually British.
Yeah.
So she gets a pass for not being number one. She's also very good at the Spanish dances. But yeah. Sara Hurtado has that number one spot.
And again, I still think out of every, you know, tango rhythm dance we've seen so far, in terms of getting the feeling of a tango, yeah, she is just on top of it at every moment. I mean, moment.
Especially in the face.
Yeah.
That her facial expressions, she has tango expression,
yep,
down to a T.
Yeah. And again, just so well choreographed for that rhythm dance. Yeah. The music selection and arrangement of the free dance is just so, watching it again, I was just sort of awestruck by, yeah, thinking, this should not work. How does this music work?
It's a weird program, but I really like it.
Yeah.
These two make weird choices. I mean, to be fair, both Spanish dance teams make, yeah, weird choices, and they're always so interesting, and somehow they always work. Like the Lola Rumba last year, and I was like, this,
well, that wasn't Smart and Diaz, that was
no, that was these two,
was it? No, they had Santana.
Oh right, it was Santana, sorry, I'm confused. My brain is confusing people. That is what I meant, though. Their rumba last year, mm-hmm, was also so good.
Yeah.
Because it's that same feeling, that Latin Spanish feeling.
They're, you know, they're close cousins.
Yeah, they're cousins. And she is so good at them both.
Yeah. I am so impressed just overall by the both of them. And they really, you know, have gelled as a team. They, yeah, haven't been skating together that long. So the fact that they look so confident together. And some really crazy / terrifying lifts as, oh, well. Oh, yeah.
If I was not so confident that he would never drop her, those lifts would be horrifying.
Yeah. I suspect I would still get nervous in person to see them.
I'm going to be honest. I don't want to see them in person for that exact reason. Because I would be watching their lifts through my fingers.
Yeah. But all went very well here. Yeah. And pretty close to the podium. And, yeah, I mean, they were in fifth after the rhythm dance, so even, you know, to move up to fourth is a big feat, yeah, for sure.
And I mean, really the only major thing holding them back was those levels on the Tango Romantica.
Well, and even that was, you know, again, not too bad, yeah, a level 3 and a level 2. The other things are just like, you know, they're step sequence levels. That's kind of the same for everybody.
Yeah.
But even that was, you know, by no means a disaster or anything.
Yeah. They're mostly getting slightly lower GOE than a lot of the other high-end, yeah, teams, which is kind of unavoidable at this point. Mm-hmm. You've got to just sort of flub through it until you eventually get to the point where you can fake it well enough to get those high GOEs.
Yeah. And, you know, selling it in the face, you know, goes a long way. Yeah. So I imagine they'll, you know, improve as the season, it, yeah, goes on, and it's going to be fascinating at Spanish Nationals, which is a sentence you never expect to hear.
Kind of dreading Spanish Nationals because I don't want to know who's going to get left behind for Worlds. Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll just push it off to Europeans and see who wins there.
I mean, that's fine, but I'll be dreading Europeans because,
yeah,
I want them both to get to go. Whoever gets to go needs to somehow manage to get just, 2 spots for next year.
I was about to say, just whoever can get top 10.
Uh-huh.
Whoever goes, if you make top 10, all is forgiven. And,
yeah,
I'm sure your teammates will also forgive you.
Yeah, if you get top 10, then both of you get to go next year.
Yep.
Everybody can relax. All is forgiven.
It's much easier to maintain 2 spots than to gain 2 uh-huh. spots. So
getting 2 spots is so hard in ice dance.
In anything, but ice dance especially.
Yeah. The other disciplines, things shake up too much.
Mm-hmm.
You can blast out of nowhere and finish 10th.
Yeah.
Ice dance, not so much.
Yeah. And then 5th place were Christina Carrera and Anthony Ponomarenko making their senior Grand Prix debut.
Yeah.
And doing pretty well, you know, overall here. I'm sure they were disappointed to fall from 4th place, which, yeah, is what they had in the rhythm dance, but they were still pretty close behind. And we've seen a lot of junior teams really struggle making that step up to junior. I think they're, you know, they're doing pretty well in, yeah, that. You kind of, again, it's tough in ice dance to just move up to senior and immediately be on top of
almost the pack. Everybody takes a hit.
Yeah.
it's a very rare and special team that does even this well at their first senior Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I am happy with this result. I'm sure they would have liked a few more points.
Even just to be closer to McNamara and Carpenter, who are their direct competition at home.
Yeah, if they had been 170 and still fifth, they probably would have been substantially happier.
Yeah.
As opposed to the 167 they had. But I mean, they got pretty good levels. Not amazing, but good.
Well, and the free dance was mainly just the one twizzle bobble that she had that really was what put them behind. And otherwise, it was a pretty strong program. Yeah. But I mean, when you have an obvious twizzle bobble and you're, you know, the main teams you're going up against did not, well, that's, you know.
Yeah. Of course, you fell a spot.
You fell a spot. Plus the extended lifts, although I was very annoyed with these, and I hope that it's not a continuing thing where they didn't put the label on the protocols which specific lifts were extended. I mean, I could go back and look at them and time them. But
they did that last week, though. They identified which lifts. Yeah. This is a Skating Finland problem or an ISU problem on this computer, because I'm 99% sure the protocols last week had extended lift dots.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Even earlier this season, I remember Skate America,
I'm almost certain they did. So
yeah, so I don't know what was going on here. Just again, it's a tiny little notation to just show, okay, this is the specific lift that went too long. But it's an important thing for teams to know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm annoyed to not know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they went and found somebody and were like, but which lifts, though?
Yeah.
I need to know which lifts, because we can't fix it if we don't know which lifts were the problem.
Exactly. Yeah, and it was them, and I think McNamara and Carpenter as well, because I was noticing that, you know, we have -2 for extended lifts, but they don't tell you which ones.
Yeah.
Which, hopefully, this is just a weird fluke that is
I hope
remedied.
It was just a glitch.
Yes.
We just forgot.
Yeah, to make that notation. Sixth place were Julia Turkula and Matthias Versluis from Finland. Some tough names. Hopefully I didn't butcher them too much.
Hometown kids.
And we didn't get to see much of them in their season debut.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure their music for the free was blocked. And
I think so.
The camera work wasn't great.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have too much of an impression, but boy, was I impressed with them here.
I mean, everything but the Tango Romantica was excellent.
Yeah. They just have such a nice, light quality to their skating.
Everything she does is so pretty in that free dance. And I was amazed that they could do the super pretty free dance and that tango.
Yeah, they do both
really well.
Yeah, really well. And we'll get into a little bit of personal story time. So when I was 6 years old, I was obsessed with the movie Amadeus. Don't ask why. I don't
Mary
really know
Mary was a
why.
Weird kid.
I was a weird kid. But, you know, like a year and a half, 2 years later, I was a skater and I was going to do my very first solo. And I was like, I want to skate too. It's the music that plays over the final credits in the movie Amadeus, Piano Concerto number 20. And we went to the guy who was doing our music edits. And this was back in the days of cassette tapes and pre-internet, basically. And he was saying, well, you know, do you have somewhere to find that music? And basically the answer was no. So I didn't get to skate to it. But these two did. And as soon as I heard it, I went, yes, I knew that would be fantastic music for skating.
And at 7 years old, Mary knew.
Yep. And oh, I have to admit that did, you know, endear them to me a good bit. But Mozart is an underutilized musician for figure skating, considering how prolific he is and how some other composers get used to no end.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, explore some more Mozart.
There's lots of pretty stuff. There's lots of fun stuff. If you want to do an Amadeus program, Mary will love you forever, I promise. Yeah.
And again, I was so thrilled to hear that, because again, as soon as I heard that music, I just went, oh yes, this is what I wanted to skate to when I was 7 years old.
Oh man, I forgot about that. I was very young at that point.
Yes.
But Mary's obsession with Amadeus continued into teenagedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it never really let up.
No, not until university did you really, like, give up on the Amadeus obsession. And you still love that movie.
Oh, totally.
But the
obsession...
I still
have the soundtrack, which is why, again, as soon as I heard those opening notes...
And the VHS and the special edition DVD.
Of course. It's very nostalgic.
It's a miracle that you didn't snap that cassette watching it over and over and over again.
Yep. But... Yeah,
So
it's a fantastic choice of music for them. I approve.
They had a leg up
in
our hearts because also I loved that movie too, in part because I had no choice. I had to learn to love it because I constantly had to watch it.
Yep. It's a great movie.
It is.
Go watch it. Listen to the soundtrack. Skate to some stuff from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a real breakout competition here, and I'm excited to see what they can do going forward.
Yeah.
They just looked very confident and, you know, we're not that far off of podium position. It was a good 15 points, which is a decent amount in Ice Dance, but for such a new and young team. That's...
From a young Fed.
Yeah.
And by young, I mean not prolific.
Yeah. That's a good place to be for sure. And then seventh place were Bettina Popova and Sergei Mozgov, who I think were a little bit disappointed in their ranking here. But I think I had the same impression of them here as I did at Andre Nepala, which is I love these programs. They are kooky and crazy and totally innovative. But the problem comes in that they really need to work on the finesse and polish.
Yeah, they're sloppy still.
Yeah. And it's a real shame because, again, there are so many cool movements, especially in that free dance.
There are some amazing lifts in that free dance.
Yes. Yeah.
And I wanted to enjoy them, but I spent them worrying that she was going to get dropped on her head because they didn't look as secure as I would have liked.
Well, or even things like, you know, their dance spin has some really cool positions, but they go really, really slow.
Boy, howdy, did that almost come to a full stop before the change of foot.
And so I totally give them props for their ambition and their creativity. It just, you know, You have to polish it up.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to compete and move up, you need to work on getting your turns done nicely, getting your, you know, the ins and outs of all your elements and making sure everything's good speed. There is still work that needs to be done there, but I certainly enjoyed them anyway.
Yeah. And so did everybody else, especially in that gala.
Yeah, that was quite the program. Honestly, in a lot of ways, it made me feel the same way their free dance did, which was great idea for a gala program, needs tons of polish.
Yeah, it needs a lot of work. It was hilarious because it was so weird and unexpected. Yeah.
Also, skating in full-on masks.
Bold choice.
Brave, very brave.
But yeah, we need to go home and run all of these programs about a million times a day.
Yes. Eighth place were Jasmine Tassari and Francesco Fioretti, who as well have, you know, been having a pretty good sort of stable coming up the ranks season so far. They definitely struggled a little bit in their Tango Romantica levels. Yeah. And that was a good thing that, you know, kept them behind some of these other teams in the rhythm dance, and then they couldn't quite catch up in the free dance.
Yeah, that was really what kept them behind, especially Popova and Mozgov.
Yeah.
Because they beat them in the free dance, but those rhythm dance levels were a huge part of the problem, and also the very low GOE. Most of the GOE was around zero. Which
they don't have the most confident pattern, that's to be sure. I on all aspects of their skating, I mean, their step sequences aren't too bad. They, you know, have a nice presence. They, you know, their lifts are good. The biggest standout to me in terms of things to work on was definitely that Tango Romantica. It was sort of a sore spot in their competition of going, okay, this really needs work.
Yeah. The other thing that stood out to me in the free dance was that 1 foot step.
Yeah.
They got not much worse levels than most teams this season, but it looked like a level 1 and level 2, whereas some of the other teams, it was like, you faked that pretty well. Yeah. I could tell that wasn't a level 4 1 foot step sequence, but you did a good job of faking it.
Yeah.
They're not quite at the point where they can fake
Yeah, well, and that was why the GOE for that as well was a bit middling. Yeah, those for me were the main two things.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, the 1 foot step sequence, it does get you a lot of points, but at the same time,
everybody kind of sucks at it.
Well, that and you don't want to be too behind after the rhythm dance because it's harder to move up.
And I mean, the Tango Romantica is a huge chunk of points because it's two elements. It's not just one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the for everybody across all of the competitions we have seen already, all of you need to go home and work on your Tango Romantica.
Yep.
But you two especially, and also the teams below you.
Yes.
Oh boy, you really need to work on your Tango Romantica.
Yeah, the two German teams definitely struggled a bit here, and they were oh so close to one another.
Uh-huh.
So ninth place were Shari Koch and Christian Nüchtern. They, you know, struggled a bit in that Tango Romantica, but were a bit more consistent across the two programs. Yeah. The free skate, I think, is a fun one and a good choice for them. Also like that they were choosing some, you know, deeper cuts of Notre Dame de Paris, not the usual ones.
Yeah. I'm a fan. This is another Barbara Fusarpoli program.
Yeah.
And Barbara likes her French music, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fan. I always like when we don't just skate to the really boring stuff from Notre Dame de Paris because there's some great music in there.
Yeah.
And it, like, Tom de Cathedrale never gets skated to. And I just keep thinking, but that's perfect free dance music. Why is nobody using it? They didn't. But we're getting there. We're picking more interesting selections from that musical.
Well, and I think it was a good choice to sort of bring them out of their shells, you know, play a character. The other tough thing for them is the tango, you know, style is definitely not their strong suit. You know, they mixed it up with, you know, the quick step in the rhythm dance. And
not my favorite, but a smart choice for them.
Yeah, definitely. Because they looked much more comfortable in that sort of fun, upbeat style than
give them a waltz tango. Or a quick step and
they'll be good to
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Next year should be fine. It's Broadway. They'll be fine.
Exactly. The free dance is sort of, I'd imagine, like a practice run for next year's rhythm dance.
Yep.
And then in 10th place were Katharina Mueller and Tim Diek, who they had a rough competition, unfortunately. We've talked a bit before about their programs. They're obviously really ambitious, but they had a lot of issues, including a fall in the free dance, which again, two falls in ice dance is still too many. Less than last week, still too many.
Yeah, still too many. Especially being that it was two in the free dance. Yeah. It's not like it was one in the short and one in the free rhythm, whatever.
Yeah, same difference.
Same difference. But yeah, no, we need to stop these falls in ice dance. Well, my heart cannot handle it.
Yeah,
I have a heart attack.
Especially for these two having the fall in the step sequence as well, which really, I mean, they would have, you know, handily beaten their teammates had that not happened. And that, you know, they wound up behind because of that in large part. They're being really ambitious. And I think that's laudable, but they're doing a lot in terms of the presentation, especially in that free dance.
Yeah.
I wonder if that takes away a bit from the footwork.
I think for a team like these two, they either need to be ambitious in the content or the presentation. I don't think that they're really at a point in their careers right now where they can successfully do both, which is what they're trying to do. And oh, this free dance did not get better this time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want to like it because I don't want to hate them, but I don't like this free dance at all.
Yeah, it did seem to me that she was working on having a bit more of a serious expressions throughout just because it
she
you
was
know,
less
fit better.
Smiley.
But at the same time, there was enough smiling by the end that it still, it felt tonally off to me.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's a little like Cavallini and Linotte's free dance from last year where I'm like, you're a smiley person. You have resting smiling face. Why did you pick this?
Yeah. Just Yeah, it's a really tough line to walk.
Yeah.
And
I get what you're going for. You want to go for optimism at the end, and everything's going to be okay if we just believe that it's going to be okay, except that's not what comes across.
Yeah. That's the main thing, is whatever you're wanting to come across, it's not fully translating.
No.
And so, you know, you want to make sure that whatever you're portraying, the audience is fully understanding.
And this isn't a sweet love story where if you get it wrong, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is something that hurts a lot of people, and a lot of people really struggle. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to upset people unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Okay.
So should we do highlights and stuff before we get into all the...
Yeah, we're gonna forget about the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So what was your highlight from this dance event?
I have to give it to Stepanova and Bukin, and especially that free dance. Yeah. I really like their free dance.
It is a great choice for them, and I am just excited to keep seeing it this season. It's a tough one. Other than those two, I think for me, I have to give it to Hurtado and Kaliavin.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of both their programs. They just impress me more and more every time I see them. And I'm excited to keep seeing them this season as well.
Uh-huh. So many great teams here.
Yep.
And
in terms of Weekly Waxel, I think you got to give it to, unfortunately, Guinard and Fabry with that fall in the free dance.
And also, the thing that we are about to talk about.
Yes.
Let's just get this over with.
Okay, so if you have looked at the protocols / looked at
skating Twitter for even half a second.
Well, I was going to say, or even the scores and their reaction when it came up in the rhythm dance, they had a time violation in their rhythm dance. Now, obviously, before they started, there was some music error where the wrong music started playing.
And
it was Philip Harris's short program, which was the next, like...
The next skate.
The next skate for the next morning. That was whose program was next. So probably their music got missed for whatever reason. There was a bit of a hubbub while they tried to figure out their music. And then they went to their starting position, played, did their program, and got that violation.
Yes.
They did not get a violation for time at Skate America.
And so you see them and Barbara Fuser-Poli all sitting in the Kiss and Cry going, what?
Mm-hmm.
What just happened? And then they get whisked off to the press conference.
Yeah.
And they get asked about the time violation because that didn't happen before. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a comment about how we were surprised. You know, we were, where is it? Sorry, I have the press release up in front of me. We just had a small problem with the music. We had a problem with the music at the beginning, and then we felt that the music was slower and we got a time violation. We don't know what happened tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in the ISU press release.
Yep.
That is very important for something we will get to in a second.
Yes.
So they have no idea what's going on. They're just like, this didn't sound right, and then we got the time violation. What is going on?
It's also important to note that after the rhythm dance, there was less than a point separating first and second.
Yeah.
So that violation was a very important minus one for this team.
And then our friend, the skating music guy, who was there in person, was doing some legwork once he got home.
Yeah, basically, I would suggest for all the details, go to his Twitter, Skating Music Guy. He's got all the information and like the techie details because he went all in on comparing waveforms and all that stuff.
We retweeted a couple of the pointed tweets, but seriously, just go to his Twitter. It's all there.
Yeah.
It's all of his like 20 most recent tweets are about this.
Yeah.
Because it's very important. Because he also cut music for another competitor here. So he was able to check her music and see if it was just a general problem, if it was just a them problem. Turns out it was only them.
Yeah, it most likely, and this is all, you know, his supposition based on his knowledge of, you know, music editing and, you know, how these things generally work. And, you know, our best guess based on what happens at other competitions is that, you know, they had a playlist of everybody's program, and for whatever reason, Guinard and Fabry's rhythm dance got missed. They had a bit of a hubbub where they went to find their CD.
Yep.
They played their CD, and their you know, there are basically you can change the speed of playback on certain CD players.
Yeah. The and fancy likely, ones, yeah. like they have for DJs for like hockey games, so that DJs can do their thing, mm-hmm. they have speed adjustments. And so you can slow it down or speed it up. And it's not super obvious because it's a dial.
Mm-hmm. And so it most likely what happened was that dial got knocked. And I believe it was something like 5.11 seconds longer.
It was exactly 5.111 seconds longer.
Yes. And, you know, it wasn't a spot where like there was a pause in the middle of the music. Like it was slowed down consistently throughout the entire yeah. program, which meant that the whole program was longer. They got that deduction. Also, who knows how it impacted their skate, because yeah. obviously your music is changed.
Yeah, and I mean, did it mess with their Tango Romantica especially? They didn't get any T's, mm-hmm. but if they had,
then that would have been a big problem.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, if they had gotten any T's.
Yeah.
Yeah, this...
So basically, it doesn't matter to the final result because they were far enough back that yes. it wouldn't have made them one, but it would have changed the...
rhythm dance results?
Yeah, their rhythm dance results. It changes their, you know, personal bests yep, and stuff like that. Yeah,
because this is better than Skate America.
Yeah. So. And with two silvers, they are pretty solidly into the Grand Prix final. Theoretically, some crazy thing could happen and they could be knocked out, but this is Ice Dance. I don't expect... craziness.
Yes, but if something crazy were to happen and they lose their spot in the Grand Prix final by mm-hmm. less than 1 point,
mm-hmm.
that comes down to that music violation.
Yes.
And now we get into why we were talking about the press release from the press conference.
Yes.
Because, of course, Guinart and Fabry are the last to skate that get whisked basically straight off to the press conference. They didn't have a chance to ask anybody why they got that deduction.
And we should also mention that we don't know if this has sort of been resolved between, you know, ISU officials and Guinart and Fabry and their team, like, privately. It is totally possible that they yeah. had that discussion and just didn't make it public, slash maybe talked about it in Italian and so we couldn't find it.
Yes.
That's also totally possible.
Yes. But in English, on the internet,
mm-hmm.
there is... zero words about what happened with their music.
Mm-hmm.
The ISU has not made a statement. The only comment on any of the press releases about the music is Fabry's quote mm-hmm. about, it sounded slower, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
RD and FD, there is absolutely no comment on the ISU messing up the music.
Yeah. The other possibility is that they're still looking into it. But if that's the case, I really would love them just to say, hey, heads up, we're looking into it. Even just that, so that we know what's happening. Or even just, we've discussed it with the competitors.
Yeah.
Even just that, because at a bare minimum, you know, it sort of irks us as fans, but, you know, who needs to have this answered are Guinart and Fabry.
Yeah, they need to know that this was not their fault. Mm-hmm. And also they need to have that deduction struck from the record. Mm-hmm. We can't fix anything else.
Yeah.
Fine, it's too late for everything else, but they need that extra point. Their total, their official ISU total, should be 197.29.
Yep, and a number one in the RD.
Yep.
Because again, that they won the rhythm dance.
They did, and it is not fair to them for their season's rankings, personal best scores. Like, that, mm-hmm. for all we know, something crazy could happen, and they could wind up with one Grand Prix assignment next season because of... personal best scores getting knocked
off. Well, or again, if it's unlikely to happen, but if, you know, Grand Prix final determinations, or one of their first, or rather the second tiebreaker is total score, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yes.
In Ice Dance, 1 point is a lot.
Yeah. So basically all of this to say, please respond, ISU.
Yeah.
Just, again,
acknowledge.
Just some kind of statement. Even if we never hear all of what's going on, and even if you've discussed it with the team in person and they're fine with it, you know, I would be perfectly happy with that decision.
Yeah.
It's not really our business. It's more just that it's good to know that if this kind of error were to happen in the future, that we will actually respond to it and not just pretend it didn't happen.
Because that is where my concern lies.
Yeah.
Here, it didn't make a huge world of difference.
Yeah.
And if it does, Barbara Fuser-Poli / Guinart and Fabry, take them to court. You can sue the ISU in Swiss court.
Yep.
Go ahead and do it. If this impacts your career going forward,
mm-hmm.
take them to court over it. But if not, it doesn't matter a huge amount in the grand scheme of things, unless this happens again and it knocks you, for example, off the podium and out of the Grand Prix final.
And that's the thing. It's obviously this was an accident and nobody intended it to happen. And accidents do happen and will happen again in the
and
future.
And this is based on all of the research that our friend the skating music guy has done. It seems like a completely mostly harmless accident. And it's totally easy for it to happen. The problem is the lack of response.
Yeah, just, you know, the thing that you're supposed to do is, you know, you make a mistake and you learn from it. And you learn, okay, what can I do better next time? I would like the ISU to tell us what we will do better next time if this happens again.
Here, let me write you your press release right now on mic. You can take this verbatim. I don't care. We're really sorry about this mistake. A technical error was made with Guinart and Fabry's music. Unfortunately, too much time has passed, so we are not able to affect the scores. However, going forward, should a new music violation show up that has not showed up before,
or even shown up in practices as well,
we will be sure to investigate before the 24-hour time period is up so that this situation does not happen again. We are very sorry.
Yeah, that's all we want. That's all we want.
There you go. I wrote it. Go ahead. That's how press releases work. Yeah. Somebody like me sits down and goes, we're really sorry about this. Here's how we're going to fix it. We're sorry again.
Just because, again, it didn't make a whole world of difference here. I don't want it to happen again, and when it does impact, you know, placements or medals or, you know.
And especially if this season's best stands all season for these two, it probably won't. But if it does.
Yeah. Again, that's your season best list that determines Grand Prix assignments and stuff like that.
So
it is actually important to their career.
So we need to fix this. We need to, at the very least,
give
them the extra point and address it. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Stepanova and Buchan are not going to care.
No.
That they lost the rhythm dance. They know they lost the rhythm dance. Come on. So they're not, nobody cares except for Guinart and Fabry and people like us who are like, ISU, what are you doing? Don't be stupid.
Well, and mainly just to show the skaters and the people watching that we take these things seriously.
Yeah.
And we care about
and also that figure skating isn't corrupt.
Yes.
We have such a reputation, especially in ice dance, for having a corrupt sport.
Yeah.
And we're just going to ignore this complete and utter up. I really want to just swear there, but this is a clean podcast.
Yeah. Again, nobody's putting blame and saying any of this was intentional, the way it all worked out. It was an unfortunate accident.
But it looks so bad.
And unfortunate accidents still have to be addressed to, again, to learn from it so that we can grow as people, as a sport overall.
Accidents don't mean you didn't do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you didn't do it. Fix it now. Oh my God.
We, you know, delayed this a day in the hope that at the very least, you know, because the skating music guy tagged the ISU on Twitter, like, hey, will you respond to anything? And there has not been anything yet. Again, I hold out hope that at the very least they've talked to the skaters and they just didn't
make
it public. That's my hope. Because
they better have.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum.
Yeah, that is the absolute bottom of the barrel minimum.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, ISU. On a pure optics level... Clearly, I've had one too many PR classes, meaning two. But guys, this is easy. This is PR 101. Don't make things look bad when they don't have to.
I mean, unless maybe they figure it's ice dance. Who's paying attention? We can ignore it and it'll go away. Again,
we're paying attention.
That's the thing. We're paying attention, but to be fair, probably not too many other people are.
But Rob is.
Yes.
And he has now made it very public on Twitter more than 24 hours ago.
Yep. So
fix it.
Hopefully we will hear something back. And if we do, we will keep you posted because we're going to be keeping our eyes out
for
this.
Are going to be very attentive on this.
Yeah.
Poor Italian ice dance teams.
Yeah. I did feel a bit bad for them. And I really just...
I'm angry.
The main thing for me is just give them that extra point and that RD win. That is big. That is huge for
them. It's
huge.
huge.
Even just, you know, on a confidence level, on something you can, you know.
On their faith in the ISU alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, guys. Just give them the point.
Yes. All right. I think we've talked on about that enough. But yes, that was all the...
That was the drama that you've been waiting for.
There's always one. Some scoring fiasco every season.
It was better than Salt Lake. It's fine. That wasn't even dance, but...
Yeah. It's not that bad yet. But that's the thing. We don't want to get back to that. So let's
exactly.
just address them as they come up.
Exactly. And it's always better to exchange the medals. Come on. Didn't we learn from Salt Lake?
All right. So that wraps up the Grand Prix Helsinki 2018. We'll be moving on to NHK very shortly and recapping all of that. And hopefully it's, you know, some cleaner skates and no ice dance drama. At least not of this kind.
Pretty please.
All right. So thank you all for listening. And please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our website, FlutzesCast.wordpress.com, for episode guides and other fun stuff. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back next week with NHK, but until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.